wrestling coach Joel Melvin, and as Joel walked up to the table, he reminded me that we saved the best for last. We'll see if that plays itself out or not. But Joel, you've been doing this for a long time. I saw 26 years. Jeez, oh man, I still remember when you were wrestling, buddy. Yeah, and then,
I was pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, don't make me get to that.
Elyria tournament, JV tournament, third place, right here.
But 5 years as the head coach of the Rangers now.
Yeah.
Talk to us about where you're at with the program and how the build's going, and what do you got coming back this year?
I'll tell you, I feel like I say this every year. You know, it's ups and downs. Feel good, kids coming back. You know, Nate Bober, really excited about him. Kind of got on the short end of the stick last year at sectionals. But probably got, I think, 6 or 7 kids coming back. Still green, other than Ian Rattari and Nate Bober. Everybody else is like 1 or 2 years, but they just have that grit. You know, they want to compete. So they'll go out there and they'll give everything they have. Last year they proved it. Caleb Grimm, 113-pounder, first-year wrestler, just goes out and he just comes at you like, I don't know, like a spider monkey, you know? Like he just goes and goes and goes, and that was a great surprise. So, you know, we're working hard in the room. We're young this year. I was just talking to Coach Smith from Brookside. I think we have 15 kids that are could be classified JV right now. But the look in their eye right now is awesome. They just want to get better. They just want to win now, and it's promising for the future.
Joel, how do you bring those kids along when you got also got like Rattario, Bober in the room that you need to like take to a different level? So you got a couple different levels of kids. How do you separate the room? How do you coach them up?
And so I'm fortunate right now. I have Rattari and Caleb Grimm that are 113 and 120. So we put them together. They're drilling. They're pushing each other. Bober's just an advocate for the team. He went out and recruited some drill partners that are just athletes. Eddie Perdue came in. He's a senior. That's where you've been for the last 3 years because his motivation and his drive. I wish I had 14 Eddie Perdues. He's just like, Coach, I go home and I watch film. I go to the gym and I wrestle more. I go and I lift and I just go, 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 go. Bober is, he pushes himself in practice. He pushes Eddie. And then he also coaches at the same time. So it's awesome. So he's able to, he's bringing more of the cerebral aspect to the sport for him.
Joel, my question is, obviously North Ridgeville is a growing community. We all know the growth in the community. Mm-hmm. You look at the athletics in North Ridgeville, football's on the rise. Boys and girls basketball is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
What baseball and softball have been done. You know, does that help with wrestling? Or is wrestling a totally different animal? Or can you feed off the success of what athletics is going through right now? It's a real big upswing in North Ridgeville, in my opinion.
Yeah. Shout out to the football team. Great year. Coach Morgan and I have a great relationship. He's pushing kids my way, or at least trying to. I think what is difficult with the sport of wrestling is it's hard. And kids experience failure. And they don't know how to handle that, right? And failure of not being able to do something that they want to, like hit a move at this time or correctly, or have somebody say, hey, you're not doing this right. They don't know how to handle that. So we're kind of behind that. When I took over, you know, and I said this before, we had zero middle school wrestlers. We had zero youth wrestlers. And it just takes time, you know. So, you know, I used to hear that if a new head coach takes over, it takes at least 10 years to get the program going. You know, so we're moving in the right direction. Do I wish we were experiencing the success of those other sports? Well, individually, I think we are. You know, I think we've developed a very good name for our program. We have kids that have fight. You know that when you wrestle North Ridgeville, it's going to be a gritty, hard-fought match. Now, Do I want to win more dual meets? Absolutely. I'd love to win the conference title, but I can only control what I can control. You know, none of the coaches are in the building, and I think that hurts us a little bit to grab those kids who are on the fence.
So when you take kids from other sports that are team sports, like mm-hmm. football, mm-hmm. obviously there's the one-on-one battle in
sure.
football. You beat
Absolutely.
The guy, but still, it's a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking about, you know, you don't have that early success, don't know how to handle it because it is. Mm-hmm. How hard is that to go teach a kid from a team sport to one that now is, you know,
yeah.
you got no one else to blame.
You were right, and you essentially have to coach the kid how to handle that from a mental aspect too. I mean, wrestling is one of the hardest mental sports there is. And we just bring him along. You know, we had a wrestler last year, Andrew Flesher, first-year kid, had his ups and downs. Actually ended up earning all honorable mention SWC because he just kind of bought in and went. Now, unfortunately, his number one sport is baseball. So I'm competing with that, and it's like, you know, he's in a recruiting year and all that stuff. So, but you know, to go back to your question, it's definitely coaching these kids, not only in the sports, the physical, but a lot in the mental. So,
I would say on that same line, the only thing that is even closely comparable to that is if you're the guy at the plate with a runner on third. And that's the tying run or mm-hmm. go-ahead run, and you strike out. That's the only other thing that even comes
like
remotely close to that.
Or get called out.
Remotely close to that. Yeah. It's all on me because the team sports are, well, you know, the right guard might have blown a block, but this is when you go out, it's, you know, your hand gets raised or it doesn't get raised.
They're like strike out looking.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in between. There's nothing in between that in wrestling. Tell us about the schedule. Kudos to you. You're the only one that mentioned the Pinner Invitational.
Oh,
by the
I love
way.
That
Pinner
tournament.
Memorial Tournament.
Great. Man, the host does a great job. This year we decided to go down south. I want to travel. I was just telling Coach Smith and the Brookside boys, like, if I had my way, I wouldn't wrestle anything local besides your tournament, Tom. I love that tournament. But just to get exposed to different wrestling styles all over the state. I have, we're going to start down, we're going to start in Ashland. And years ago when I was at Southview, they used to run an awesome opener, the Bookmaster. And I'm told that it's going to be very similar. So very excited about that. Then we go to your place. Love it. They're very competitive. It's lot of great teams there. And then I don't remember, I think we're off week three. And then we go to the MIT at Christmas, and that's kind of your, where are we at as a varsity program? And, you know, like last year, I had Nate Bober go 0-2. And it was a wake-up call for him, and he said, Coach, I got it. I know exactly where I need to fix, and it was, you know, it's a great learning tool. I heard several people mention they're going to the Matucci. Love that one out in East Lake North, too. Audrey Genovese, great tournament. And I heard there's more teams coming this year. Columbia will be there. They're solid. And then we're heading out to Toledo. Toledo Weight is bringing back a tournament. Great venue to watch wrestling. I don't know if you're familiar with. It's a great wrestling venue. That's where we're at. So,
expectations, league?
I think the expectations are the same every year. From a league standpoint, varsity-wise, I think we're going to give up forfeit points. There's nothing I can do to control that. But just to continue to fight, win more matches than we are, the head-to-head. The kids already know that. That's the mindset right now. Until we get to 14 strong, there's nothing we can do about the overall dual meets. But, you know, definitely win more matches in the head-to-head, and then the tournaments, just the ones that we return, let's do better. Let's get more champions. Let's get more placers. And then just really just set up for a nice postseason run. Let's get Bober down to Columbus. Let's get Ian in a deep postseason run. And even the newcomers, like, let's develop them. Let's get them to Perrysburg. Let's, missing my man EP4 this year at heavyweight. He was the fan favorite. But, you know, let's develop the next generation. So, you know, we're young, but I think we're still going to be competitive.
Good stuff.
All right, Joel, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
It's our pleasure. And let's wrap this up with, I don't know, you've told me about it.